We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk a little college football playoff committee rankings from last night. Number one, Alabama. Number two, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Number three, Clemson. And then number four, the Ohio State University. You then had Texas A&M in at number five. And number six, you had Florida. Now joining us, a man that played for Florida, ended up being the sixth overall pick in the 1995 NFL Draft. Played for the St. Louis Rams, the Tennessee Titans, and did win a Super Bowl as well. Made two Pro Bowls in the National Football League. That, of course, is Kevin Carter. College football on CBS. Kevin, what's happening, my man? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Thanks for having me.
What game, and I appreciate you coming on, what game do you think I'm most excited for this weekend, if you had to take a guess?
Maybe the Iron Bowl?
I'm going.
Are you an Alabama person?
No, I'm going to respectfully disagree. I don't mind Alabama. I'm super excited for Michigan and Penn State. I just want to see how much of a disaster that is.
You know what? That's a game that unfortunately neither of them can afford to lose. I mean, they couldn't afford to lose the games they've lost thus far this season, let alone be the one that actually ends up at the very bottom of the Big Ten. So, yeah, I get that.
Would you agree that Penn State's been more disappointing this year than Michigan? I know Michigan's 2-3, but Penn State, people thought that this was a legitimate, you know, top eight, top 10 football team before the season started.
Yeah, Penn State really is disappointing. I mean, you know, all of us experts basically had everything wrong. I mean, we thought that this would be the team to challenge Ohio State, you know, in the Big Ten East. I mean, this was the team. I mean, they didn't have, you know, quite the numbers they had last season. Of course, you have people like Michael Parsons opting out. But still, I mean, you know, pretty good defensive line. You bring in Kurt Carioca in the offseason, the former Minnesota play caller. He's working, you know, with Sean Clifford and working on their passing game, kind of getting more of a pro-style approach, you know, decision-making. And, you know, the result is they're number 10 in, I think, scoring, 10th or 11th in the Big Ten in scoring offense. Scoring offense, and also they're not doing so well on defense either. They're, like, last in the Big Ten in sacks, last in interceptions. So neither part of this team really is holding up the end of the bargain. And they really, I mean, they don't look uninspired, but they're just making a lot of mistakes. They have a ton of penalties, and they're really playing sloppy football.
If you were Harbaugh, if there was NFL interest, and you assume there would be with what he did in the National Football League the last time, getting to a Super Bowl and three NFC championship games, with 1 year left on your deal at Michigan, would you leave your alma mater? Would you leave your school and go back to the pros before it really gets ugly and maybe they have to ax you? Or would you continue to stay through and continue to be the head coach of Michigan?
Well, it all depends on his individual feelings on the situation. I mean, sometimes gratification in your job comes from being in the place that you love and being in a place that means a lot to you. It might mean more to him to make Michigan a winner at some point if they'll have him, regardless of how long it takes him to do so. But, you know, for the quality of life and maybe to do something that's more enjoyable on a day-to-day basis, he might head back to the NFL. I mean, at this point, you as a coach have to look at your coaching style and look at the way that you've been relating to these players and how you've been building it, how you've been delegating to your assistants, and how you've been bringing your team along and presenting them to the rest of the country. And that process, you know, of coach-player engagement, development, evolution of your team, you know, collective football IQ, just really hasn't gone in their favor. I mean, and they've had so many little things happen over the years. I mean, there's some famous plays associated with Michigan football that we keep seeing over and over again that are heartbreaking. You know, it's kind of like when you think about Georgia and how many times, you know, they've lost to Auburn or in big games or had this, the kooky things happen. So, you know, it might mean more to him to stay. That's a personal decision. And I'm really, you know, as a fan, I'm interested to know what his intentions are going forward.
Kevin Carter here with us on the Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. You being a Florida guy, now working for CBS as well, I always look for crazy, just chaotic situations with the college football playoff. How likely do you think it is? Florida right now is number six, that Florida wins out, and then if they meet up with Alabama in the SEC title game, that they take down Alabama.
Well, they have the offense to do it. I don't think there's a defense, you know, in the country that can stop this team. I mean, offensively, they're just absolutely a juggernaut. Kyle Trask has been masterful at the quarterback position. He's kind of taken this opportunity that he's gotten that he's waited so long for. I mean, in high school and in college, and he's ran with it. I mean, he's choking the life out of this opportunity, and he's not looking back. So as many as 12 or 13 different targets in the passing game, I mean, making use of, you know, just a fleet of tall, rangy wide receivers, Trevon Grimes, Jacob Copeland, Xavier Henderson, Justin Shorter. Those guys are all over 6'4". I mean, and of course, you know, Kyle Pitts, you know, he's the stud. He's been out for a couple of weeks. You've got the major weapon that lines up everywhere, former high school quarterback Kadarius Toney, who lines up in the slot, running back, quarterback, everywhere on the offense. And then you've got the backs. I mean, you've got Malik Davis. You've got Damian Pierce. You've got, I mean, Naquan Wright. I mean, you've got guys, dudes all over the place that are catching passes. And now that Kyle Pitts has been out, you've got, you know, Kenmore Gamble. You've got Keon Zipper. They stepped up at tight end. I mean, they've got dudes. So this offense is nearly unstoppable, especially when they drop back to pass. But defensively, that's where I think they don't match up quite with Alabama. I mean, Alabama's defense isn't what it was. But with Dylan Moses back in that lineup, I mean, you've got LeBron Ray and Christian Barmore up front. You've got some quality guys in the back end. This is a good Alabama defense. Not great, but good. And that's where I think, you know, Alabama has the edge if they go, you know, head-to-head. The Florida defense has been better as of late. I mean, two of the last four games, they've given up less than 300 yards on, you know, total offense. But they still give up a lot of points in the first half. They have been really, really good in the second half, though. I mean, they seem to put the clamps on as Florida picks up its scoring in the second half and blows people out, and they're able to hold people off. And then, of course, the complexion, you know, of the game changes. People fall behind, and they got to pass. And, you know, Florida finds itself leading the SEC in quarterback sacks. So, you know, who knows how that game will go. It'll come down to special teams and defense.
Does Nick Saban not being on the sideline for the Iron Bowl affect this game because he tested positive for COVID-19? I still think Alabama's going to win going away against Auburn, but does Saban not being there have an effect?
I don't think so. The one thing about Nick Saban, and I played for him during the NFL, the Saban NFL experiment for 2 years down in Miami, but the one thing that I can say is the way he delegates responsibility and the way that he relates to his players, the way that he builds his team and the way he's built Alabama, you know, that that attention to detail day-to-day, self-examining, self-scouting, always looking for a better way to do things. Their collective IQ, you know, as a team is high. They thrive on not making mistakes and basically waiting for you to make a mistake and then capitalizing. You know, this team can play any game you want it to. You know, that they can run the ball, they can throw it, they play good defense. This is a solid team with or without him on the sideline. And I think Sarkisian will do just fine, you know, calling the plays and running the offense. And, you know, defensively, they'll be fine as well. I mean, you know, if you think Nick Saban won't be involved or coaching from his, you know, pool house, you're wrong.
Yeah, 100%. It wouldn't surprise me if he has some communication device into the sideline for the Iron Bowl as well. Kevin Carter
sure.
Here with us. So you played with Saban, like you said, in Miami with the Dolphins. You guys were 9-7, 6-10. How do you kind of recap that experience seeing the NFL side of Nick Saban?
You know, as a person, it was refreshing. I was in my 11th year.
Wow.
and I knew my responsibility. I was actually very excited because I'd never played in what was, you know, some of the time a 3-4 defense, and it was a challenge. It was something that I looked forward to and I relished at that point in my career. It was a fun defense because it was a hybrid 3-4-4-3 package. I got the chance to, you know, do some hardcore two gapping, you know, down in a 5 technique and making Jason Taylor, you know, win Defensive Player of the Year 2 years in a row.
So you take credit for that.
Zach Thomas. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and sending Zach Thomas to the Pro Bowl. And, you know, those are some great days. But I think the best thing about it was our actual defensive line room. I mean, we had a bunch of old, crusty guys in there. It was myself and Keith Traylor, Bonnie Holiday, Jason Taylor, David Bowens, Tim Bowens. I mean, we had dudes in our room, and it was, you know, Jeff Scanina. I mean, we just had a great time on a daily basis. And our defensive line coach was Dan Quinn. So we had a lot of knowledge on that side of the ball. Dom Capers ran the defense. Will Muschamp coached the DBs. I mean, we were a top five defense both of those years. But, you know, offensively, we just couldn't find a quarterback.
Can you imagine if Drew Brees ended up going to Miami?
Completely rewriting the history of what would have happened, I am sure. I might have retired a Miami Dolphin because there's no way I would have left if Drew Brees had come in. And that's another story in and of itself that I'd love to tell you sometime.
If Brees was there, well, we have time, but if Brees was there, what does football look like right now?
The Miami Dolphins aren't, you know, on their ever challenging quest of finding another franchise quarterback. I mean, since Dan Marino or maybe Jay Fiedler, you know, this is a totally different, I think, organization. You know, had he gotten Drew Brees, I'm not sure he would have returned to college so quickly. There were more problems than just our quarterback. I mean, obviously, you know, Nick Saban is an excellent college coach, but there was some criticism, you know, even within the team and just around the league and experts looking in as to his coaching style and his approach. It was very college-esque, and that doesn't work with grown men who have mortgages and children. But I was an older guy at the time. I mean, I was in my 11th year, and, man, you know, I loved having conversations with the guy. I loved his coaching style. I loved the way he related to a certain group of us anyway. I mean, it was hard for him, you know, not to regard the guys like they were on scholarship. And I think that was kind of the issue. It was more of a professionalism thing. I think when you're coaching grown men, you've got to, you know, treat them more as equals and gain their trust and, you know, get on the same page and convince them that their actions, what they do on a daily basis in every game, every snap, every play is the difference between winning and losing. And that's a lot of trust, and it's a lot of chemistry that you have to build. And I think that process is light years different than it is in college, and that's what he would have had to adjust to be successful.
In that moment when the whole failed physical thing happened with Drew Brees, was there like a feeling in the locker room of like, man, there was a missed opportunity? Because at the time, no one knew Drew Brees was going to turn into an all-time great quarterback, but did you guys see something differently as players maybe?
No, we knew. I mean, he had a group of us that he would talk to. He called it his peer group. And it was guys like myself and Jason Taylor, Junior Seau, you know, guys that were older that had 10 or more years in the league. And he called us in his office and he says, look, we got an opportunity, you know, to get two quarterbacks. I want to get your feel on this. And I like that. I mean, I like the fact that he consulted his players, you know, the guys that he trusted and knew were, you know, were in it to win it. And we told him flat out in his office, we're like, Drew Brees, man, all day, every day. And we ended up getting Dante Culpepper instead. And that was, I think, more of an organization decision. And I think that's where Nick Saban and the Miami Dolphins sort of parted ways on just an active element of control. And I think that's also that what had a lot to do with the fact that, you know, Nick Saban didn't stay in the NFL, because if you can't, you know, have control over the decisions of personnel and really affect how the GM operates and builds your team, and if you're not on the same page with that person, then there can be a problem.
Is this going to be the Final Four, maybe in a different order, but will this be the four teams at the end of the year, the college football season, Kevin Carter, that we saw last night?
It's hard not to see these four teams making it. Obviously, Notre Dame is going to be faced with Clemson at the end of the season if they keep on going and playing the kind of ball that they've played. But, they're going to have Trevor Lawrence in the lineup when they do. And then that may be a different outcome. I mean, the only reason, we're talking about DJ Uiagalelei, relinquishing play in lieu of how well he's done. I mean, he's been unbelievable filling in for Trevor Lawrence. But the only reason we kind of write him off is because Trevor Lawrence is Trevor Lawrence. And we know what he can do, and we know how he galvanizes that team. So if Notre Dame loses the ACC championship game, they'll have one loss on the season, and it'll be to one of those top four teams. They'll be in the same boat, as Texas A&M, if Texas A&M wins out. And, that could be interesting. So that's the only scenario maybe where they see a Texas A&M team that has a loss, its only loss in the season to an Alabama, or maybe if Florida finds a way to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, then I think, obviously there's going to be some sort of shift, or because whoever wins the SEC is getting in, period. So it kind of leaves those other teams like Texas A&M and Notre Dame kind of on the outside if Notre Dame happens to lose to Clemson. So there are a bunch of different scenarios. But, the one thing I like about the college football playoff rankings is the committee, they take a lot of heat and slack for their rankings, but their rankings are usually set up like dominoes as to where the circumstances of the games usually write the script of how it's supposed to go. And not a lot of people can disagree when the Final Four are finally posted at the end of the year.
Kevin Carter, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much. This was great.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.